Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O fire that fuels the stars and suns, rekindled in our evening flame, your blinding radiance yet is dimmed before the one from whom you came. When out of darkness first you dawned, you ushered in God's gifts untold. On this the eighth unequaled day, you blazed where life lay dead and cold. For Christ, our light unquenchable, death sought to master and defy, yet from a dark and empty tomb, life gave definitive reply. The universe will not be shamed, delighting God in endless ways, for neither human sin nor pride can silence its unceasing praise. Amen. You will show me the path of life. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence forever. Protect me, God, I turn to you for help. I profess you are my love, my greatest good. I once put trust in false gods, the idols of the land. Now I make no offerings to them, nor do I invoke their names. Those who chase after them simply add grief to their grief. Adonai, you are my portion and cup, the shape of my future. You mark off the best place for me to enjoy my place on the earth. I bless God who teaches me, who even at night directs my heart. I am sure that God is right here beside me. I can never be shaken. And so my heart rejoices, my body thrills with life, my whole being rests securely. You will not abandon me to Sheol, nor send your faithful one down to death. You show me the road to life, boundless joy as your companion forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You will show me the path of life. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence forever. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says Adonai, you, O human one, I have appointed sentry for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. If I tell the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die. And you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked from his way. The wicked shall die for his guilt, but I will hold you responsible for his death. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If today you hear God's voice, do not harden your hearts. If today you hear God's voice, do not harden your hearts. As on that day at Massah in the desert, do not harden your hearts. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the Holy Breath of Love. If today you hear God's voice, do not harden your hearts. The Sabbath is for humankind, not humans for the Sabbath. So is the human one, master even of the Sabbath. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. And being found in human form, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the Holy Breath of Love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The Sabbath is for humankind, not humans for the Sabbath. So is the human one, master even of the Sabbath. For the unity of the Christian churches and the common good of all earthkind, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the people of this and every other nation, that all be guided in the ways of justice and peace, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the health and well-being of all creation, and the wisdom and will to conserve it, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all those who have asked for our prayers, and those for whom we have promised to pray, love, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, and for all who care for them, love, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who have died, and for those who grieve their passing, love in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Risen Christ, by virtue of your passing over from death to life, pour your Holy Spirit into our hearts. Fill us with awe and reverence for God, and with love and compassion for our neighbor. For yours is the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. May the great Spirit of God bless us and all of creation. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you. Our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.